The Saints return home to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for the first time since December. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome as the Saints continue their preseason games, hosting tonight the Tennessee Titans. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into our coverage here tonight on NewOrleansSaints.com. First off, it goes without being said, it's good to be home. Home in a lot of ways. After 3.5 weeks in West Virginia and home back in this building, even though it's a preseason game, it does feel good.
Yeah, but you know Saints fans are starving to have the home team home. Last year, Saints finished 8-0 during the regular season, 10-0 overall because they won both preseason games here in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And Saints fans have been chomping at the bit to get this team back home.
Let's get right to the storylines for tonight's game. This second preseason game is very important for a couple of different position groups, so maybe we should start there.
I believe quarterback is really going to shake itself out maybe tonight, because in the third preseason game, that generally is the dress rehearsal for the regular season. You figure Drew Brees is going to be back then at quarterback. He's probably going to play about three quarters. The fourth preseason game, kind of a, you know, throwaway game, so to speak. You know, you just don't want guys to get injured. So tonight might be the separator between Luke McCown and Ryan Griffin at the quarterback position.
And we expect at this point Ryan Griffin to start. That, of course, is nothing official. It could be a flip-flop of what we saw last week. That means Luke McCown second and getting the most reps out of tonight's ball game as well. Offensive lines also still a continuing storyline on that side of the football.
Yeah, center position between Jonathan Goodwin and Tim Alito still has not been determined. Now, Goody, the 13-year veteran, the guy who started for the Saints in the Super Bowl in the 2009 season, you figure he has the inside edge on Alito because this is Alito's first year playing center. However, Alito did go with the number ones last week. He's been going with the ones a lot in practice as they've been splitting reps, so we'll have to see how that shakes out also.
Last week, the Saints fans saw young Brandon Cooks for the first time, but tonight they'll see him in the flesh for the first time, and he hasn't missed a beat at camp.
Well, he's got enough electricity to light up the Superdome. This kid can catch the football, he can make moves, he can run any route, and here's the thing they like about him also. You can throw a 50-50 ball, and he will go and get it. Quarterbacks give you a lot of trust when you're able to do that.
What points come to mind on the defensive side of things for New Orleans tonight?
Well, I think you have to watch out at cornerback. Now, obviously, you don't have your starting right cornerbacks in Champ Bailey or Patrick Robinson. However, Corey White, a guy who started 8 games last year at left cornerback, is going to be playing right cornerback tonight. Stanley Jean-Baptiste, the second-round draft pick, has to show up a little bit more. They've been riding him hard coaching-wise in practice, so they want him to show up a little bit more. A little harder. Also at linebacker, you have the rookies, Tyree Fort, Ronald Powell. You'd like to see if those guys can show up a little bit more on special teams, because that's probably where they're going to have to make their mark in the first season.
Let's talk about special teams. Fans, if there's something you're going to watch tonight, I hope that you'll pay close attention to special teams tonight, because this really is a big audition for the guys, and there are a lot of them fighting for just a few roster spots.
Exactly. Coach Payton says the best way to make this team is via special teams, because most of the starting positions are already taken. So you have to make this team as a gunner or as a guy who's a punt protector or on the kickoff team. But you've got to do something kind of special on special teams in order to make this team nowadays.
Tonight the Saints will take on the Tennessee Titans, who won a rainy, sloppy, messy game last week in Nashville over the Green Bay Packers. They're an improved ball club. They have a new head coach in Ken Wisenhunt, and they also have an LSU Tiger. Zach Mettenberger is still number 3 on the depth chart quarterback for the Titans, but I bet we'll see a lot of him tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they're in need of a Hail Mary, he's your guy. We just saw him a little while ago out here on the sidelines throwing 70-yard passes with very little to no effort, no strain whatsoever. He's a guy who's got a great arm. We know that from his LSU days. We want to see him in action.
They have a wonderful new running back and an improved defensive line that looks more now like the Saints, kind of a hybrid 3-4 under their new offensive coordinator. So tonight the Saints offensive line will block against something they've worked against now for about 3 weeks. All those things we'll keep in mind tonight. John and I will be on the television broadcast, otherwise ongoing coverage at NewOrleansSaints.com tonight and on your Saints mobile app as well. A couple of things to look at tonight, as we mentioned, otherwise just enjoy football back in New Orleans for the first time in a long time.
No place like home.
That's right. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Happy Who Dat Nation Friday to you all, and go Saints tonight here against the Titans.